I'm Callie.
I'm Cassandra Lee.
And welcome to Beyond the Funny.
Let's do it.
Today we have a special guest.
Who that special guest? Who
that special guest? Moni Drea. Bam, 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 bam.
We got Moni Drea in the house. She's got, 35,000 subscribers, 35,000 followers, and growing.
Yes, rapidly growing.
Rapidly growing.
Rapidly growing. She came out of nowhere like, bam, 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 I'm in here.
Yo, I'm here. Subscribe.
Subscribe, baby.
Moni!
little plug there.
You know, people barking at me in the street now.
Moni!
I love this. I love having you here. Thank you for being.
Thanks for having me.
Fun fact, we was all together yesterday.
And Liddy.
We was bam, 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 birthday.
Yeah. It was cool.
It was so good.
Thank y'all for coming. Seriously.
Because we could have been super hungover.
But thanks to water, you know, hydration is a real thing, y'all.
Yeah, facts.
It's a real thing.
And we always working. Nobody took a day off. Nobody was like, yeah, we're going to party it up, and then we taking this day off.
No.
We all got straight to it.
Yeah. So we back. We in here. We got Moni Drea in the house. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking forward to getting to know you a little bit better. Because, you know, we always work with each other. You know what I'm saying? I think last night was the first time we actually partied together.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It
was. Maybe not. Maybe,
wait,
not
me and I don't know.
Not me and you. We've.
Have we partied together?
At a club like that, though?
Oh, no. I don't.
No, at a club like that, that was definitely the first time. Yeah. That was definitely the first time.
Facts. But it's nice because it's like we're like growing a family together now.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that. Literally everyone who came, I was just like, man, I love y'all.
Like, we love you, too.
No, seriously. Like, y'all are family, yo. Like, working with you guys, it just, we're building something that, I don't know about you, but in my head, I'm like, I didn't even think I was really capable of doing. You know, it was just an idea. It was just like a desire. Like, I want to. But I'm doing it, and then I'm alongside people who are doing it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I'm never going to forget this season of my life.
Yeah, me
You
either.
Understand what I'm saying?
Me
so it's either. Like, no matter where I go, I'm going to remember it was with y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm really excited because everybody in here is about to be on a whole nother level.
Yeah, for sure.
And I just look forward to, like, because, you know, you always see, like, people that, like, you know, back in the day they used to kick you, and you're like, that's crazy. I didn't know they were friends back in the day. But we got it on tape.
Yeah.
And we got pictures, and we got Snapchat. It's so exciting.
And y'all are watching it, too.
Right.
Yeah, y'all watching it. We're going to be talking about this in 10, 15 years.
Yo, because this is literally the beginning.
Yeah.
It is.
Like, I'm knowing Moni Drea now. Yeah. Like, this is wild. Because you're going to be Moni Drea. You know
what I mean? Yeah, like, the Cassandra Lee. The Callie like, Sky. Like, oh, my nigga.
There's the homie right there. You know what I'm saying?
It's dope.
It's really cool.
Please, sir.
Yo, so, I want to ask you a question, you know? What led you to this point of, like, doing YouTube and stuff? Like, what? How did you get here?
So it started honestly with Alfonso McCauley. Like, I met this dude like randomly, like we were out and we just clicked instantly. And this is like one of my very good friends to this day. We like got cool. He threw me in one of his Instagram videos. It went crazy. I was like, oh man, I could like
do this.
Very first video hit a million. Like, let's get it. Like, we out here.
Your first video that you ever
first debut to
what?
Social
That's
media
crazy.
Hit a million. I was like, this is destiny.
Yo.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Can you imagine if like this industry had, you know, like those, like, you know, first woman to ever do, like first girl, like you probably were that first.
Yeah, man.
Because I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that. First video.
But I wish there was somebody who was just like watching and like seeing our little.
Somebody
marks.
Probably knows somewhere.
I don't
there.
Know that shit.
Yeah.
You know what?
The internet knows.
Right.
Like last year, there used to be this guy that did a weekly recap of like this group of people who used to work together, and he like I didn't know him, so it was always weird to me. Like I would be featured in like these weekly recaps this week on Instagram. And then, like he would talk
Callie
about
Scott.
Everybody.
No,
really. He'd be like, Callie Scott gets caught behind, and then you know, John gets caught with this, and then you know, I know it was like little tiny snippets of. So if you're out there and you're watching. I just want you to know that if you guys want to start doing recaps, we're into it.
I think it's interesting.
See. Yeah,
watching
it's
people
cool.
like be into what we do.
It,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
It's the best feeling. It makes you feel like you're doing the right thing when other people are into
it. Yeah.
Right.
But keep going on that story. So you hit a milli.
So it hit a milli, and we did like a few more or whatever. But when I started, I was just like hopping other people's videos. I wasn't really creating content on my own. It's like you gotta like create your own videos. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. like, I don't, you know, like, I don't know how to do that. You guys are, like, he's, like, super talented. He always thinks, like, way outside the box. I'm, like, I would have never thought of this stuff. Like, so I didn't feel like I could do it. And it wasn't really until, like, this year, like, in March, I really started just kind of pushing my own content. And then Ilhaj hit me up in my DM. Shout out to Ilhaj TV, you know what I'm saying? And was like, hey, yo, I'm a YouTuber. I do this. And we had to, I do comedy sketches. You trying to hop in my joints? And I was just like, nah, I don't know.
You hit out, nah,
I didn't know. Like, when he first hit me, it was like 2018. And I was just like, man, I'm not trying to do no. But, like, this year he hit me again. I was like, let me see what Ilhaj is talking about. And, like, just because, you know, you shot with Ilhaj. You shot with Ilhaj, too. Yeah. Like, you just know, like, the professionalism, the, like, how, like, just his whole production is just, like, some shit that should be on TV. So I'm like, wow, it's, like, all flawless. Like, this is really cool. So, yeah, I guess Ilhaj really gave me the YouTube push. So, I guess I'll give Ilhaj the credit for YouTube and then Alfonso the credit for IG and
that's
Facebook.
That's dope.
That's crazy, yo. It's so interesting hearing, like, your story and shit. That's amazing.
Yeah, I never, ever would have thought that, you know, I would be sitting here with y'all for one. And just, we have such a close, like, YouTube family. Like, everybody supports everybody. Everybody's willing to work with everybody. Yeah. It's super dope. So, yeah. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Now that you're a creator and you're making your own content, what do you feel like are the biggest challenges that come down with making content?
Well, for me, I still work a 9-to-5. So, yeah. That's, like, number one challenge because I still have to be to work at 7 a.m. Sometimes I don't get off until 6, 6:30. And then after that, I have to go create or I have to go jump in somebody else's video or, like, just write or do something. So it's kind of hard to find a balance with, like, you know, doing what I got to do to pay the bills and then doing what I want to do to, you know, one day even pursue this as a full career.
Yo, so. But that's inspiring. Yeah. That's inspiring as hell to hear, like, yo, you work in 9-to-5.
Yeah,
so it's like you're struggling with the balance of, you know, surviving.
Yeah,
right? Because you have to survive.
Facts.
And then also building a dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of people get caught up in the middle of that.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes. It ain't cheap living out here.
Right, so exactly. Sometimes people get caught up in just the survival aspect of it.
Right.
And lose sight of the dream. But you're over here making them both.
I gotta do it both.
Until one takes over, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it builds the strength. And it's going to be what you need to push through. Because, you know, our following question has to do with, where are you going from here? What is the whole entire YouTube, Instagram? What is all this for?
Yeah.
Like, eventually, I want to shy away from being in front of the camera and going more so behind the camera, doing some directing. That's, like, a big dream of
mine. Mani Drea, the director.
Yeah, I like that.
That's dope.
Sounds good. So that's like, end goal for me. I want to be, like, a director.
I never knew that. So I love asking these questions, nice.
Yeah.
Yo. Okay, so if that's the end goal, you know, how do you, like, see that bridge? Like, are you looking to just build a following and then fund your own projects? Like, you know,
yeah,
like,
is that where
it's heading?
For sure. I kind of want to do, like, just being in front of the camera and then working with different, cinematographers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so working with different cinematographers, I kind of see, like, how they, you know, shoot on, well, how different cinematographers shoot with different people, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I kind of learned from that. So me acting right now is just also me kind of building my knowledge,
right?
And, like, learning, like, oh snap, like, this dude got this shot this way, and, like, I've never even thought about it, and he made sure he got this insert for this scene, you know, like, so
it's crazy how much you learn just working with each other. Like, I learned so much being on set with you, like, we just be in there and just pick up so many things.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Because everybody shoots differently.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. Absolutely. It can be a good thing or a bad thing. You know?
Yeah. It's just like, you can be, like, so confused, like, what is happening? And then you see, like, oh, okay, that's what we were doing. But,
okay,
like,
right. Cool. I don't understand what this is going to look like, but. Okay, so what inspires you right now, like, when you're creating your content? Is it real life stories? Is it just a funny idea you thought of? Maybe you was watching a movie. What, like, how do you get your stories or your content?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like, things that people go through Just being able to see my video and relate and get a laugh out of it. Because sometimes the stuff just don't, you know, when you're in it, you don't really see the comedy in it. It's just like, 100%. That was really messed up. Like, that situation was super jacked up. But then when, like, my goal is for you to see it on my page, for you to like, be like, oh, that was funny. Yeah. Like, okay, I could have looked at it differently. Like, that was kind of wild. Yeah. But
one of our, like, biggest challenges is that, like, both of us will put out a video that, like, you know, one of us thinks is like, oh, yeah, yeah, I worked super hard on this. Mm-hmm. Like, this was dope. This was intentional. Yeah. Fly.
Right.
And it don't hit.
Nah, it's the ones that you don't, like, you just be like, all right, yes. I got to put something out.
Yeah.
And just be like, nigga, this shit, I want to go.
100%. There's projects.
You put so much effort into it. Yeah. Be like, $5,000, $10,000. Like, yo! Like, do you know how much time and effort I put into this?
I don't understand. Like, do they feel that shit? Like, because it makes no sense.
It's like, oh, she's trying. It's like, seriously, though, it makes a difference when you're really hard down trying to, like, make sure. When you think in your head, like, this gonna hit. Like, they're gonna like this. Yeah. And then they, like, bypass it. Nobody comments on it. It's just like, damn, it's annoying. That's funny.
Okay, that's so good. I'm glad that's a universal problem. Yeah.
I'm like, is it just me?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Like, it's like you literally post it and forget about it, and then you go back and look and like, yo, like, this is going crazy on this video 100%, right now.
100%, yo. That's amazing, though. Yeah. So, music. What's going on with music, dude? Is it something you doing? Is it something you just
playing? Oh, y'all didn't know, like, she could sing.
Hold on, no.
If you shoot with her, she all in the background singing your life away. You be like, Monty, let's go.
I want to put out an EP next year.
Oh!
Right now, I'm like, that's exclusive to her. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like,
yeah, no, I know. Yeah, that's on the funny. We got this on the money.
Right. She dropped the announcement right here. You know what I'm saying?
Next year, I'm trying to do an EP. Right now, I'm playing around in the studio. I got a couple songs. If you listen closely on some of my videos, you'll like hear. You'll be like, what song is that? It be me.
There's a song with you with Kanigra. It's your album.
But, oh, man, I cannot wait for that to drop.
Is there a music video? Because me and my twerk abilities are at your disposal.
Oh, you know we're going to hit your line for sure. Yeah. Both of y'all.
Hell yeah. We in there. And you know I'm going to do the same for my music video.
Oh, yeah. Like, can I'm you there. Come I'm through? I'm going to be in there. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yo, we going on tour, too?
I mean, if y'all go on tour, I'm already putting my application for Hype Person. So I don't want to cancel.
You were crowned.
Hey. I just want to come in and be like, it's Monty J.
Let's go.
All right,
I'm down. I'm with it. Let's get it.
So that's exciting, man. I just love seeing, like, okay, first of all, congratulations. Because, we are one of the, like, we're the female crusaders right now.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they are... It's been the dudes just holding it down
right
in this industry.
There's less than like 10, 15 girls that are like actually pushing their own content.
Me and Kanigra have this conversation so many times. Yeah. Like, we got to create our own stuff. We're literally making money for everybody else except for ourselves. Yeah. Jumping in everybody else's videos. Because we got to a point where people was like looking for us. Like, we'll be on someone's page so much, and then we'll go look at the comments they post someone else. They're like, where's Monty? Where's Kanigra?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we talked about like banding together as women, you know, in sketch comedy and just like pushing each other's content. So
yeah. And I'm like so happy to like see you doing that, because that's been my biggest thing too when I first got involved. Like, why are there no females?
Right.
And then I was like,
wait, I
am a female.
Yeah.
Let me do it. You know what I'm saying? And so like I'm just so happy that you're doing it, and it's inspiring other women, because it's like, we shouldn't feel intimidated by it. We should just take it by the horns and fucking ride this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you too.
Is there any advice you want to give to somebody who may be watching that's like, yo, I want to do this, you know?
Just do it.
Okay.
Literally just do it. I had so many excuses as to I don't have the right equipment. Like, I can't do this on my phone. I need mics. I need lights. I need all of this before I get started. But you really don't. Like, you literally just need your talent and a tripod, something to hold your phone, and you're good.
Facts.
Like, I mean, and the truth is, the ones that you don't pull all that energy into
are the ones that go.
Yeah.
Facts. So you might as well just start today.
Just do anything. Not even with just this, like anything that you want to accomplish in life, like, just do it. You're going to come up with 1,000 excuses, like, every time. And then you're going to look up, it's 5 years later, 10 years later, and you've done nothing. So you always got to start. Don't worry about being the best. Don't worry about being in competition or... you know, being in a race with anybody. Just do you, create your own lane, and then, you know, go for it.
Absolutely.
Damn, money. Yo, snaps. Come on now. All right.
Let's do it.
Well, we're going to take a commercial break. Come right back for Beyond the Funny. Welcome back to Beyond the Funny. Mm-hmm. We have Monty Dre in the house, and we're about to do some games.
Hey, I love games. Do you like games?
I'm scared.
Okay, so
I think we should do yours first as a warm up.
Okay, we'll do mine as a warm up. All right, so this game is really silly. It's just a way for the fans to get to know you.
Okay.
I'm gonna say a word. You have to think of the first thing that comes to mind. Like, and say it.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna say a word. She's gonna say a word. You just gotta tell us the first thing that comes to mind. No hesitation, yo.
Let's do it.
No hesitation. Okay. You ready? She's stretching out, yo. She's stretching out.
Got this.
You stupid. Okay.
You got this.
Junk food.
Salt and vinegar potato chips.
Okay.
Wow,
okay.
That was super specific.
That was good.
No, I'm just fire.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. What about television?
Blackish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's like the one. Movies.
Norbit.
I fucking love Norbit.
Norbit's good.
It's really good. Underrated.
Dumb.
Let's go with vacation.
Oh, man. Turks and Caicos.
Bam, 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 bam. Okay.
Or Mykonos.
Car.
Tesla.
Okay. All
right. Let's do kids.
None.
I love it.
Cero.
Okay. Let's do color.
Black.
Okay. Mm.
Let's do ocean.
The Atlantic.
Okay.
From the East Coast.
What do I think about it? East Coast.
Yeah, you feel me?
Just saying.
Yeah, y'all on the West Coast, though.
It's okay. Your bam, 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 bam wasn't even like the... it was a fighting. Right. Bam, 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 bam.
It was mad aggressive. I didn't even know there was a different version of it.
So I turned this way a little bit.
Yeah,
today's episode, you know, brought to you by... Bam, 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 bam.
So funny. Okay, let's play your game real fast.
Okay, so this is my game. I'm not gonna say who's not very good at it, but you'll find out.
Just throwing me in the shade.
So for this game, it's ABC order. We're gonna pick a topic, and I'll say the A word. You'll say the B word. She'll say the C. It'll come back to me. I got D. I don't have a D. And we'll continue going on from there.
Okay.
So. I feel like I should let Cassandra pick the topic this time.
Names.
Okay.
Okay. So the topic is names.
Who goes first?
Mm-hmm. You want to go first?
Okay. Alex.
Bartholomew.
Corey.
David.
Eric.
Frank.
Gabby.
Haiti.
That's right. Iglesias. I felt like we skipped the letter.
For sure, man. Maybe. A, B, C, D, E, F.
Did we get E? I feel like we didn't hit E.
I got Eric.
Eric, you said.
Frank.
G,
H, I.
Oh,
yeah. You fucked up.
She don't know her alphabet, y'all. Who's that in this game? Who's that in this game, y'all?
I said an I name.
Okay.
Here we go.
Who's better at this game?
Okay.
Oh, who's better at
this game? Here we go. Are y'all ready?
Let's go.
We gonna kick it up. We about to kick it up.
Let's kick it up.
Furniture.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But wait. Like basic shit, right? Perfect.
What? I don't know now because I'm actually quite Okay, we won't do furniture. Okay, let's do music artist.
What? Okay.
Are you glitching?
No. All right. Cool.
Are you glitching?
Trying to think of when my turn gonna come back. I just need to
make sure.
Y'all trying to pre-treat? No. My turn. A. Adele.
B. Bit Boy.
C. Chris Brown.
D. DaBaby. E. Eric Bellinger.
F, Frank Ocean.
G, Gucci Mane. H,
hey.
I was like, Halle Berry. I was like, she don't got no music.
Halle Berry has to put one song out, too.
So bring it back for the West Coast.
Right. Okay.
Money. Money. Money.
You. You get to pick one.
Let's do one.
She's already having a hard time.
Let me get a...
let's do restaurants.
Okay, fast food or like just any?
Any.
Okay, cool. I just want to know.
Everybody relax. All right.
So anything?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. Don't be talking about Millie's. Don't nobody know what Millie's is. They gotta be something kind of a chain.
I don't know what Millie's is.
Okay.
What is Millie's?
I don't know. McDonald's. Whoever, if we even get to M, because we've been falling off at 8.
What's happening? Okay. Who's going first?
Are we going this way? This way?
Yeah, who's going first? Though?
You.
Okay. Applebee's.
Burger King. You feel me?
Carl's Jr.
D. Domino's.
Yeah.
I saved it for a second.
Elephant Room.
What?
The Elephant Room. Google it. It's a real restaurant.
Not if you're looking down like that.
Don't believe you.
Famous Dave's.
Huh?
Famous Dave's.
Oh, we just taking Elephant Room?
I guess.
She tried
so hard.
It's real?
It's her topic.
Oh, my God. I know of a place called Elefante.
Okay. All right.
We'll give you that one.
All right. It's you. It's on you.
Oh, Famous Dave's EFG? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Good Burger?
Nigga, that's not a
thing.
We're going to give it to you because we gotta go again. Good Burger
Home. Good. Welcome to the Good Burger Home. Good Burger. Can I take your order?
I take an orange soda on the side. Because you know I love orange soda on the side. Yeah. And now I'm passing it to Money
Jay. Give me some fries. Give me some fries with a soda on the side.
Hey.
Give me some fries.
Hey.
Give me some fries.
Hey.
Give me some fries with a soda on the side.
Cassandra,
with the chicken noodle.
What you ordering?
With the chicken noodle. What you ordering?
With the
chicken noodle soup. With the chicken noodle soup. Huh? With a soda on the side.
Ha.
Soda on the side. Soda on the side.
Ha.
Say ah. Say.
Ha. Cool. I don't know.
Yeah, baby.
You know, where that was from. We that might was make almost
like an ASMR thing.
Yeah. Okay, you know?
I'm going to go with Habit. That's my restaurant.
Oh, are we back?
Yeah, we back. Listen, she came from East Coast.
Okay.
I'm out.
Well, technically, y'all needed a whole musical break, but we can go with
Habit. All right.
I'm on I.
Yeah.
Let's go with independently owned. No?
No, go ahead.
Okay, cool. and I go with ice cream shop. You know when you go get donuts?
Oh, no.
And sometimes
it's... Nah, it's fine. Let's go.
Jack in the Box?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Kitchen 24. You feel me?
I see that. All
right.
I'm going to go with Leonardo's.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to go with, you know...
macaroni.
Macaroni grill.
Yep, that was it. Macaroni grill.
That's
I'm
going
with
Nobu.
Oh,
I was gonna say Margaritaville.
For anybody who's trying to take me to Nobu, hit my DMs. Okay, all right.
Stupid. Okay.
All right, so we won.
We won.
Yes,
yes, yes,
yes, yes, yes,
sir.
You know what? See, that's what happens when you mess with the East Coast. They kind of swindle. You know what I'm saying? I came out here with the West Coast help. Because I care. But you know, it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
we gave you ice cream, child. Like, what is that?
Ice cream, child.
We gave you infinite
room. I had a co-signer. Come on, it's real.
It's real.
Okay, well, off camera, we have Crystal.
We should get somebody who could be like a buzzer person.
Yeah,
you know?
We do need it.
We need to work on that.
Insert that.
Okay, so.
That's good. That's that West Coast love.
See,
y'all
didn't
know
one accord.
Y'all didn't see, but she drew out, and I couldn't read it.
She's like spelling it out.
She trying to spell it out backwards.
Yeah, Yo, so, man, that was fun. I had a great time.
Yes.
We have a little special gift for you for coming through.
We did say what?
To be on the
podcast. Oh, we're popping bottles.
Sparkles. Y'all ain't give me no sparkles. See, you know what? We always have guests that just come here and they always expect too much. You know what I'm saying? We really came out and we picked it out just for you. It was like, Monty would love
YouTubers.
And no sparkles.
We got no imaginary sparkles. We're going to take this back tonight.
Yeah,
we're going to have to Photoshop in these.
I feel like I put in sparkles and you didn't see.
Oh, I got it. Let me do it again. Hey! Eternal!
Yeah.
I just need you to record that and then every time somebody do something, just press the button.
Your voice. Yeah. Yo, where can everyone follow you? Let everybody know.
All right. So I made it super easy for everybody. So all my platforms, the same name is Monty Drea, MONNIEDREA. There's an underscore in there on Instagram, but everywhere else, just Monty Drea. You can find the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I got to the point now where if you just type in Monty on Instagram, a nigga face pop
okay.
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Made it.
Talk about success. All right. Talk about success. This is how we measure our level of success.
Hey, no, real quick, y'all ever take somebody's phone and type in your name just to see if you're coming up first?
Yeah.
Facts. They'd be like, hey, what's your Instagram? Oh, it's just M-O-N.
Hey.
That's right there.
First one. Not even Monty. Like,
nah,
Monty,
just
yo.
Monty. M-O-N. That's it. That's all you need. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Yo, thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Beyond the Funny. Peace, love, and all of the above.